The TV world was rocked over the weekend by the death of actor Matthew Perry at age 54. Police say he was found dead in a hot tub at his home and that foul play is not expected.
Joining us live now, WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. And Jason, boy, so many folks are just, they're really upset about this because he was such a talent. Why was Matthew Perry the perfect choice to play Chandler Bing?
Oh, I'm with you. I mean, this one hit really, really hard. I mean, Chandler was always my personal favorite. And, well, all you needed all six. You can't pluck one of them out. The show wouldn't have been what it was. But for me, it felt like the writers were, like, always saving the best sarcastic zingers for Chandler. Like, he could take – Matthew Perry could take a line that was maybe pretty funny on the page, but with his delivery, make it, like, an all-time classic just by emphasizing a syllable. I mean, it's part of pop culture emphasizing, the pause. And then the could he be any more funny? Like, I can't think of many other actors where people even kind of make a pop culture joke out of his actual delivery. And even Joey and Chandler, like a duo, they're sort of like our generation. I always thought of them as like our generation's like Laurel and Hardy, probably because they had their poster, the Laurel and Hardy picture, in their apartment near the foosball table, near the TV set. There's just so many great memories of them as a duo, but Chandler alone, man, he was always my favorite.
Do you have any favorite moments or episodes? I mean, that's a tough question to narrow down for diehard Friends fans.
I mean, so many. There's the one where no one's ready, where Chandler and Joey are fighting over the couch cushion. So Joey comes in wearing all of Chandler's clothes. There's the episode that he has to spend the whole episode inside a box to earn Joey's forgiveness. One of my favorites was the backyard Thanksgiving football episode where Joey and Chandler, are vying for the heart of the Dutch bystander. Some great lines in that. Or when I'm trapped in the ATM vestibule. He's trying to call and say he's stuck in APA with Jill Goodacre, and no one in the group can understand him except Joey gets right on the line and understands. But if there has to be a favorite, it's the trivia battle to see who can switch apartments. They win over the apartment with the magazine subscription made to Miss, actually it's Miss Chenandler Bong.
our final 40 seconds here, he battled drug addiction and was very upfront about it in his memoir just a short time ago. Any final thoughts on his legacy, both as an actor and as a person who suffered from drug addiction?
Yeah, if you watch through the series, you could see his weight fluctuating. And he said that was a lot due to his addiction problems. And he was public about it. He wrote a 2022 memoir and even did a book tour talking about it. I think it stopped. I think it was Warner Theater here in D.C. that it stopped. A couple Instagram posts have been floating around since he passed where he said he wanted to be remembered for helping others with addiction, setting up charities, more than just the role in Friends is what he wanted to be remembered for. But even so, I mean, we're all going to remember that great role as Chandler in Friends. And to me, I think the most telling thing is, who did they give the final line of the series? When they're all walking out of that famous apartment for the last time, someone suggests, well, we have a few more minutes. Do you guys want to go get coffee? And what does Chandler say? Where?
All right.
We knew it was Central Perk. Yeah. We knew it was. But come on. I mean, it's perfect. And so he gets the last line. So, and he's the first of the Friends six to pass away. So it seems like a big marker for several generations, really.
Jason, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Thanks.
WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.